And of course, when it comes to construction hurdles, we got the ace on the phone line from the Iowa Department of Transportation, Pete Helmstead, joining us. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Chris.
How'd you like that?
I don't think I'm
up?
Doing any hurdling. I'm too old for that.
Well, I'm I won't even go there for myself. But plenty of construction updates going on. You know, the year is kind of winding down. Not so much for construction season, though. Give us an update on what's going on in Floyd. We know the bridge is up there. What's the latest?
Yeah, you're right. The bridge is there. The deck was poured a couple weeks ago. They're still stripping forms, and they are working on the barrier rail. Shortly, they'll be working on the bridge approaches on either end of the bridge. They want to get the bridge done completely because they are also working on the finishing up the grading and putting down some of the sub base to get the roadbed ready for paving. If they can have the bridge done when they start paving, it's so much easier to just be able to use the bridge.
Sure.
And get the concrete where it needs to be as they're paving and get their paving equipment where it needs to be. So that's what's going on right now. A lot of it is a little bit slow because they have to do a lot of survey work to make sure that the roadbed is where it needs to be to put the sub base down. And then they have to make sure the sub base is at the right level. So it's a lot of putting material here and there and survey work and getting ready for paving. And if things go as planned, probably the first week in October, you'll start seeing new concrete going down out there.
Very good. Now, is that still expected to wrap up by mid to late November this year?
Thanksgiving holiday is when we are hoping to have that lane open to traffic. And so you'll have two lanes, both east and westbound there at Floyd. And the eastbound / southbound traffic will be using the new overpass and ramps.
Excellent. Now, it is important to know that during next year's construction season, Highway 218 will remain open during that construction, right?
Yes, it will.
Into Floyd.
Yes, it will remain open. Yep.
Excellent. So that will begin possibly mid-April of next year for the other lanes?
Oh, probably, hopefully a little bit earlier than that. As soon as the weather allows, they'll be back in there and getting things going. So we'll hopefully be going in late March, but
sounds good.
You know
me
as well as I do. It's kind of hard to predict.
Very true. Very true with Iowa weather. So we do got some construction beginning, I believe, late this weekend in Mason City. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, you bet. Between Winnebago Way and Monroe Avenue on Highway 122 in Mason City, we're going to be doing some asphalt. More or less, it's a big patching project. Patch out some of the worst spots in that area. And since that is obviously a very heavily traveled area, we are going to be doing this work at night. The contractor cannot be on the road before 7 o'clock at night, so they plan on starting Sunday night, the 18th, and then they have to be off the road by 6 a.m. This should be done within a week. It should take 2 to 4 nights. So again, if you're traveling through there at night, you will be dealing with lane closures. But other than that, it should be open during the day. The one thing that will cause some lane closures during the day is there's traffic signals at Crescent Drive, and they have the loop detectors in the asphalt to sense traffic. Those will be torn out when they mill out the old asphalt, so they'll have to be replaced. And when you're working with electricity, it's kind of nice to have daylight, so they will be doing that work during the day. It'll only be maybe 2 to 4 hours over one day. So it'll be a short-term thing, but just be aware there will be a lane closure or two going on there during the day when they are replacing that loop detector.
Okay, excellent. Now, while we're on the same page here on Mason City, what's going on US 65? I noticed on 511 there is a lane closure there, right lane?
I believe that is some utility work going on.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Not our contractor. It's utility work, and I believe they are doing that work in preparation for the reconstruction project we have on Highway 65 coming up in 2024.
Oh, exciting. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the other one I have is some construction going on east of Manly. That began earlier on this month, I do believe. What's going on there?
Actually, that just started on Monday. It's a bridge deck overlay. It's a very small bridge. So it shouldn't take too long. It should be done mid to late October. So there is temporary traffic signals there. So it's just one lane at a time. And again, that's right on the east edge of Manly, right by the golf course on Iowa 9. And the good news is the Iowa 9 deck overlay over I-35, that is completely open to traffic now. That was took a little bit longer than expected because it's one of those things where you have specialty contractors coming in to do some of the finishing touches when it comes to doing some of the painting or some of the other work and working around their schedules and everything, but they got in, got it done, and that is completely open to traffic now, so that contractor has moved east and will be doing the Manly Bridge.
That's music to our ears for sure. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for giving us those updates. Go ahead and talk about 511 and what you can experience on that website. I love it.
Yeah, you can experience everything on that website, I think, as far as it comes to the roadways. It obviously gives you the construction projects. There's on the right-hand side, you will find different options of selections from roadside cameras to winter driving conditions to unexpected disruptions. I mean, there's all kinds of options and covers the entire state. And that is the primary highways, the ones the DOT takes care of, which would be the Iowa highways like Iowa 9, the U.S. highways like U.S. 18, and then the interstate routes. So you can get all the construction information. Like I said, there's a lot of cameras, especially in the metro areas, so you can check on traffic. There's also cameras for some of the construction projects, including F. Floyd. And then once it comes winter, obviously we switch over to some of the winter driving conditions, the snowplow cameras, the snowplow locations. It's a great tool. I use it all the time if we're planning a trip or if we're going on a motorcycle ride or whatever. It definitely is useful. So it's 511ia.org, or you can also download the 511ia app.
I love the roadside cameras. I know you were mentioning the one at Floyd, temporary one set up. And I watch that thing, I think, maybe hours throughout the day. It's pretty cool.
I could say you need more excitement in your life, Chris.
I know, right? I know, right? Yeah, I only need to add more cameras so I can, expand my horizons, I guess, if you will.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Pete, for joining us. As always, it's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next month.
I appreciate it, Chris. Have a great one.
Thanks a lot. That was Pete Helmstead with the Iowa Department of Transportation. Once again, to view the area's construction projects, you can go to 511ia.org. It's 8:16 with Bobby McFerrin.